This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 12th episode of my podcast. Today, I want to talk about pussy, and then I've got a really dirty story for you. But first, I want to remind you of my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You can find that show on my podcast page on arterotica.com. That's ARDOROTICA.com. And you can also find the feed for that show on iTunes. Apple doesn't allow for podcasts with adult themes and explicit language, so that podcast is a bit more introspective. I talk about my crazy ideas on sex and gender roles. I also talk a bit about what goes into the writing of my stories. On this podcast, however, I can say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. No one can tell me what to do. I can really let go and talk like an adult about adult subjects. So, what do I have for you this episode? Today, I'm going to read for you an excerpt from a clothed female, nude male, femdom story and talk about pussy lips. But first, I want to mention my Kickstarter for The Giant Alien Women from Planet Xur. It'll be for a professionally edited, printed, and bound paperback book with brand new, never-before-read content. The better the Kickstarter campaign does, the more content I'm going to add to the book. If the campaign does well enough, I'm willing to write you people enough hot, nasty, femdom, alien sex that you're gonna blow a frickin' fuse. You can check out the campaign before it goes live at http://goo.gl/capital H capital T 0 capital A 4 lowercase e. Don't worry, there will be an easy-to-click-on link in the show notes, and there's one on my homepage right under the pretty picture. There's also a sample chapter on my website, on the Femdom page, and in Arterotica podcast number 8, I read for you a different sample chapter of the story. I've just redone the video and some of the pledge levels. I would love some opinions of it, so please, go over and check out the campaign and let me know what you think. Now, on to other things. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Guys, We Fucked. It's a podcast run by two female comedians who talk very frankly about sex. You should check it out if you haven't already. There'll be links in the show notes to the podcast. A listener of theirs wrote in to ask for advice on her larger-than-average pussy lips. She was horribly embarrassed by them, and because of one comment made by a female friend, she's never let a guy see her naked. I'll never understand why women are so put off by their own pussies. I have several female friends who think their own pussies are ugly, and I've actually heard women say that the idea of going down on another woman either bothered or disgusted them. Obviously, not all women feel that way, but it does seem like the majority of them do. I've never understood this. I'm not gonna say all pussy is beautiful any more than all people are beautiful, but most of them sure as hell are. That's a good part of the reason why I watch cam models in the first place. I like to look at pussy. I mean, I can even go so far as to say that some women's assholes are beautiful, which I think is kind of funny, but it's true all the same. I wonder if it's the way we, as males, experience pussy that makes it beautiful to us. I mean, I can experience pleasure from a pussy in a way that just isn't possible for a woman. Does that experience of pleasure affect the way we as men look at pussy? If pussy couldn't make me feel that good, would I still see it as beautiful? I have no freaking idea. Women can, of course, receive pleasure from their own pussies, and somehow a lot of them are still bothered by the way it looks. I don't know. I don't know what any of this really means. I'm getting a bit off my point here. I think it's horrible that woman feels so bad about her pussy that she doesn't want to be seen naked. In fact, she was considering surgery to make her pussy lips smaller. That one actually hurt me a little. A nice, succulent pair of pussy lips. And she was going to go under the knife and clip them. Ah! Seems like a shame and a waste to me. Guys, and ladies too, just be fucking nicer. You don't have to tell someone you think they are, or part of them is, ugly. It's just pointless and rude. Just keep your mouth shut. I love a nice pair of thick, prominent pussy lips, and so do a lot of other guys. So let's make people feel good about themselves if we can. Speaking of which, I think it's time for a dirty story. I'm a big fan of clothed female, nude male stories. There's just something about the female control and the male vulnerability that I always find so hot. This story is a little on the femdom side, but not too much. So, without further ado, Meet the Neighbors by Ardor. My friend Sally and I had looked all over town and finally found a great townhouse to rent. We both needed a new place, and we got along so well, we decided to go in as roommates. It was kind of an intimate little community. The townhomes were all placed pretty close together, and they were all built in twos. Two of the townhomes were attached and shared a wall. It was a pretty quiet neighborhood, though, and everyone seemed so friendly, so we didn't think anything of it. A few days after we had moved in, Sally was staring out the window and said, "Oh my God." "What?" I asked. "Joanna, I just saw our neighbor walk past his window naked," Sally said, stunned. "Was he flashing or something?" I asked suspiciously. "No, he was just kind of walking by and... oh my God, there he is again," she said, stunned. I rushed over to the window and looked over her shoulder. I didn't see anything but an empty window. I was about to walk away when I saw a fully clothed woman walk by the window with a completely naked guy right behind her. She had a hold of his dick and used it like a leash. "I guess someone's about to get lucky," I said with a smirk before I walked away. Sally waited there for a little longer. When there was nothing else to see, she gave up a few minutes later, too. That window became a major attraction in the house. Sally was always over there staring out into it. I had to admit that even I looked as I walked by. Over the next few weeks, we were both treated to the occasional free show. Most of the time, it was just him walking around naked. Occasionally, we would see her, too. The theme never changed, though. He was always stark naked, and she was always completely dressed. One time, Sally swore she saw him run past the window as the woman swatted his naked butt. Usually, a guy flaunting himself naked would have me worried. He could be a flasher or some kind of pervert. Somehow, this seemed different, though. While he was walking past a window, he wasn't doing anything overtly sexual. There was also this feeling that the woman was somehow in charge of all this. Neither Sally nor I knew for sure that, of course, but it just seemed that way. The whole thing became a regular part of life. It was just something we'd see now and then. Then, one day, all that changed. Sally and I were in the supermarket doing our weekly shopping. I had just taken a can of vegetables off the shelf, and I backed right into someone as I went to put it in the cart. "I'm so sorry," I said sincerely. "I didn't see you there." "Don't worry about it," the woman I had bumped into said with a warm smile. Then we just looked at each other for a second. "You look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?" I asked with a questioning look. "Funny, I was just about to ask you the same thing," the strange woman said with a thoughtful look. Just then, a guy came up the aisle with a loaf of bread in his hand. We all looked at him as he came up to her cart. "Oh my God, it's him," Sally said quietly. That's when I recognized him too. It took me a second, because I wasn't used to seeing him dressed. "You two must be the girls who moved in across from us a few weeks ago, huh?" the strange woman asked. "Yeah, that's us," I said, still staring at the guy. "Well, since you obviously know at least one of us intimately, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Lily, and this is my almost always naked husband, Doug." Doug blushed two shades of red, looked around to see if anyone had overheard us, and squeaked a meek, "Hi." Sally stepped forward and eagerly said, "Hi, I'm Sally, and this is Joanna. Is he really naked all the time?" "Whenever possible, yes. And he's never allowed to wear clothes at home. I'm sure you've probably guessed that by now," Lily said. "We kind of figured. Is he a nudist or something?" Sally asked. Lily was about to answer, but then this look came across her face. She turned to Doug and asked, "Why aren't you allowed to wear clothes at home, boy?" Doug swallowed, and then he said, "Because I'm your submissive boy and nudity reminds me of my position in our life." "So, you're a dominatrix or something?" I asked. "No, I wouldn't go that far. We're actually pretty tame as far as most people in the kink world are concerned," Lily said with a smile. "I'm definitely in control. He does what he's told and is naked whenever possible. We do some other stuff, but for the most part, we're a pretty normal couple." What other kind of stuff? Sally asked quickly. This time, Lily looked around to see if anyone could overhear us. A woman with a toddler in her cart had come into the aisle with us. She was at the other end and probably couldn't hear us, but Lily said, I don't think it would be wise to have that conversation here. Say, I know, why don't you two stop by after dinner tonight? I can have my boy serve us some drinks, and then we can talk without worry of who might overhear us. Before I could say anything, Sally eagerly said, We'd love to! Just to be clear, Doug is forbidden to wear clothes at home. However, we're not swingers or anything, so this isn't an invitation to an orgy. Nobody expects you to do anything you're not comfortable with. It'll just be drinks with the girls, but we'll have a naked waiter. 8 o'clock sound good? Lily asked. We'll be there, Sally said happily. I look forward to serving you, ladies, Doug said with a little nod of his head. With that, we said our goodbyes, and they walked away to finish their shopping. As we walked away, I said, I don't know about this, Sal.
Oh, come on, I already said yes. Besides, aren't you dying to see it up close in person? She asked.
I gotta admit, I'm a little curious, but the moment it gets weird or creepy, we're out of there, I said with a wave of my hand. Agreed. We didn't want to show up empty-handed, so we picked up a small cake, finished our shopping, and then headed home. The rest of the night was kind of a daze. We both tried to act normal, as if we weren't going to do something totally bizarre in just a few hours. We ate dinner, watched a little TV, Sally changed clothes twice, and then it was time for us to leave. You still want to do this? I asked as I looked at the clock. You're kidding, right? We have to go, Sally said, putting an emphasis on the word have. Okay, I was just asking. The truth is, I was actually a little nervous. It's one thing to catch your neighbors being kinky through a window. It's something else entirely to see it up close and maybe become a part of it. Sally practically ran the entire way. Not that we had a long way to go or anything. In minutes, we were at the door to Lily and Doug's townhouse. Sally looked at me, smiled like a crazy woman, and then knocked on the door. After a few seconds, the door slowly opened. There, standing in the doorway, stark naked, was Doug. Chapter 2. Hello, ladies. Please, come in. A very naked Doug nervously said as he moved to the side and gestured into the townhouse. Sally giggled and walked inside. I smiled awkwardly and followed her. I couldn't help but take a peek between Doug's legs as I passed. He wasn't hard. I didn't know whether to be relieved or insulted. Doug closed the door and led us into the living room. It was a simple setup. There was a fancy overstuffed chair, a love seat, and a couch around a small coffee table. The fancy chair had lots of ornate carvings and plush cushions. It looked almost like a throne. In that chair sat Lily with a glass of wine in her hand. Welcome, ladies. So glad you came. Please, sit down, Lily said, gesturing to the couch that was right across from her. Sally moved to the couch and sat down. I did as well, but then held up the little box of cake and said, Oh, we brought this. Just a little something to snack on while we talk. That was thoughtful. Doug, take it from her and bring it back out on a plate, Lily ordered. Then she asked Sally and I, Can I offer you a glass of wine? Yeah, that would be great, Sally said happily. Sure, I said as I handed Doug the cake box. What type of wine would you like? Doug asked. Red, please, Sally said. Do you have something white and sweet? I asked. Yes, ma'am. I'll bring it right out, Doug said before he bowed slightly and left the room. He's polite. I'll give you that, I said with an impressed look as I watched him walk away. He better be, Lily said with a smile. And he's naked. He's really naked, Sally said with an excited grin. Of course he is. I told you he would be. If I had my way, he'd never wear a single item of clothing again, Lily said confidently. Would he really go that far? Sally asked, stunned. Lily laughed and said, First off, you're forgetting who makes the rules in this relationship. If I say he stays naked, then he stays naked, and he's happy about it. Then Lily smiled, leaned in a little, and said, One year, we went on vacation to a clothing-optional resort. I brought a big suitcase of clothes and stayed dressed the whole time. He was only allowed to bring the clothes he wore on the plane, a t-shirt, a pair of loose shorts, and flip-flops. Of course, I took those away from him the moment we got to the resort. I made him strip right there at check-in. A few times, he was the only one naked in the room. It was so hot. But why does he do it? I asked. Because he likes it.
I can't tell you how many times he's knelt right there on the floor in front of me, stroked himself, while he's told me his fantasies of being exposed and controlled by me, Lily said proudly. Wow, that's impressive, I said. He does that for you? Sally said as she made the universal gesture for a guy jerking off. It's one of his rewards if he's a good boy, Lily said, smiling. I couldn't help notice he wasn't all that happy to see us, I said, trying to be delicate. That? Oh, it's probably just nerves. This is the first time I've exposed him to someone at home. If you like, I can enact General Order 23, Lily said with that evil smile again. What's General Order 23? Sally asked. I'll have Doug explain it to you. In fact, Douglas, what's taking you so long in there? Lily called out across the house. Doug quickly appeared with a tray in his hand. It had the cake on a little plate, 3 extra plates, forks, 2 wine glasses, and 2 wine bottles. Sorry, ma'am, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, Doug said humbly. You mean you didn't want to be here as I told the ladies how you like to tug your little weenie and tell me your dirty fantasies? Lily said with a don't-you-dare-lie-to-me look. Yes, ma'am, Doug said quietly. Well, in that case, you'll be glad to be the one to tell them all about General Order 23, Lily said plainly. General Order 23? Doug stammered. Yes, explain to the ladies exactly what that is. Doug looked at Sally and I. Then he said, well, General Order 23 means that I have to get hard and stay hard. And exactly what happens when you start to go soft? Lily asked with a hint of annoyance in her voice. I have to, stand up and, masturbate to a full erection, Doug said with a bright red blush. And are you allowed to orgasm? Lily asked. Only if you give me permission, and, if I ask you for permission, you get to spank me before deciding if I can have it or not. Doug, Lily said, don't just stand there like a naked mannequin. Give our guests their drinks. Oh, Doug said as if he just remembered he was holding a tray. So what do you ladies think of General Order 23? Lily asked, looking at us. Doug put the tray down on the table and poured a glass of red wine and then handed it to Sally. It sounds amazing to me. Thank you, Doug, Sally said with a smile as she took her wine from Doug. You're welcome, ma'am, Doug replied as he went to pour my glass of wine. It could be interesting, I admitted. I've never seen a guy jerk off before. Doug took the poured glass of wine, walked around to my side of the couch, and handed it to me. Thank you, Doug, I said as I took the glass from him. You're welcome, ma'am, Doug replied as he started to go back to his tray. Doug, I said, stopping him. Yes, ma'am, Doug asked with a questioning look. Has Lily ever spanked you before? Yes, ma'am, she has, he replied with a blush. And how do you feel about being spanked? I asked him. It's very humiliating, he admitted it. But you enjoy being humiliated, at least to some degree, don't you? Yes, ma'am, I do. Doug, I said with a small smile. Yes, ma'am, he asked. I would love to see you get spanked. Then some movement caught my eye. Doug began to get hard, right there in front of us. We all watched Doug's dick until it was completely hard. Then, almost as one, we all looked up at his face. I think we need to invoke General Order 23, but, Lily said with a dramatic pause, with one change, in honor of our guests, Sally and Joanna will be the one to give permission for you to come. If you don't get it from them, before they leave tonight, you will not be allowed to come this evening. Is that understood, Douglas? Yes, ma'am, Doug said as he sneaked a look at Sally and I. I have to admit, I felt this rush of power that I didn't expect. I was in control of Doug's orgasm. I could get him spanked and still leave him stone hard and unsatisfied if I chose. An interesting position for a woman to find herself in. This was going to be fun. Shall I serve the cake? Doug asked. What kind of cake is it? Lily asked. It's this completely decadent chocolate mousse cake, Sally said. It's horrible for your diet, but so, so good. Maybe just a small piece for me, Lily said. After you've served our guests, you may set a small piece for yourself, at my feet, if you'd like to have one. Yes, ma'am, Doug said with a shocked look on his face. What was that about? I asked suspiciously. Oh, this will be fun, trust me, Lily said with a devious smile.
But oh, so embarrassing for Doug. What will our new neighbors think of you, Douglas? What are you going to do? Sally asked as she was about to burst with curiosity. Lily just smiled like the cat who ate the canary and said, "Let's just leave that a mystery until we find out what Doug's decision will be." Ooh, what do you think Douglas will do? Will he have his piece of cake? And if so, how will he have it? This story is going to be a freebie here in my podcast, on my website, and I'm going to post it free to the Clothed Female NudeMaleVillage.com. Check my website and podcast first for the story. Then you'll find it posted to the Clothed Female Nude Male Village forums. I guess that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Please send any feedback or comments about this podcast or my writing to arterotica@gmail.com. And if you heard this podcast on X Hamster, please, if you could give me a thumbs up, that would be great. Thanks.